smell of it?
Do you smell that good something cookie?
Okay. And you said this isn't imitation maple syrup. This is.
Homemade syrup?
Or this is, you mean it's real? You said this is
Gingerwine syrup.
And when sugar was sold right out of the barrel, they said they were selling it how?
About sugar?
Mm-hmm. What, if you were going to buy something wholesale now, several hundred pounds at a time, you know, you'd say you were buying it in?
In a lump sum, wholesale.
Okay. Do you ever hear in bulk or in bulk?
Yeah. Bulk, either way.
What does that mean?
That means you're getting it by the case.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I buy mine now.
What sort of things do you buy?
I buy all my food, corn, peas, and everything.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm buying it in. I get about 3 and 4 cases a week. And just stack them back.
A sweet spread that you could put on toast or biscuits would be?
Toast?
Well, a spread you could put on it would be jam or...
Yeah. We toast it with cheese.
Uh-huh. Well, what about something sweet, maybe made out of apples?
Apple jelly.
Okay. And you season your food with?
Salt.
And?
Pepper.
And say if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you?
To go get a jar of apples?
Or there's just a bowl out there, and he'd say?
Pass me the bowl, apple bowl.
Or he'd just ask you?
Give me some apples.
Uh-huh. And you say he doesn't live here. He lives
across the road over there.
Okay. Do you ever say over yonder?
That's the way we always say it. He don't live here. So he lives right over there.
What about over yonder?
Yeah, we use that too, over yonder.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you say if you don't have any money at all, you say you're not rich,
You broke. You ain't got nothing.
Or if you've never had any, you say you're not rich, you're
poor.
And you say when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child
that had a plenty.
Uh-huh. We're talking about his father having plenty.
Yeah.
Say, next door was a child, what, father was rich.
Yeah.
How would you say that?
I said the next door, the man across the road over there, I said he got a plenty, he's rich.
Uh-huh.
That's the way we would say it.
And talk about kinds of animals, the kind of animal that barks.
Dogs.
And if you wanted your dog to attack another dog, what would you tell him?
I'd tell him, get him.
What would you call a mixed breed dog if you didn't know what kind he was?
So what would you call him?
Uh-huh.
We'd say he's just a dog.
What about just a worthless dog?
Mm-hmm. So what about one?
What would you call him?
What I'm talking about now is just a dog just like these I have out here. They ain't worth 2 cents.
What would you call them?
That's what they are. They mixed breed dogs. Uh-huh. All three of them.
What about a small, noisy little dog?
Little fives?
Uh-huh. And if you had a mean dog, you'd tell someone, you better be careful, that dog
will bite you.
Say yesterday the dog
bit a fella yesterday. They wouldn't say a man said dog bit a fella yesterday.
And the fella had to go to the doctor, and then after he got
well,
or after he got
a bitten.
Uh-huh. You ever say after he got dog bit?
Yeah, after he got dog bit.
You ever heard the term snake bit?
Yeah.
Meaning somebody's unlucky.
Snake bite. I knew a man got snake bit in a lake.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What
water moccasin bit him. And he turned the same color that snake all over.
Mm.
And he stayed swollen up a long time.